议程的第四项呢，就是私营骨灰庵发牌制度。好，大家我们开始了，开始了，因为大家要追回个时间啦，我哋已经迟咗廿零分钟㗎啦。咁啊呢、這个议程呢就由食物及卫生局提出嘅。咁我哋欢迎呢食物及卫生局副秘书长蔡洁如太平绅士，欢迎你啊。仲有呢就食物环境卫生署助理署长朱兰英女士。仲有食物及卫生局助理秘书长桂桑女士，跟住地政总署高级产业测量师，西区的港岛西及南区地政署潘燕仪女士，跟住就规划处高级城市规划师，港岛的伍家树先生。咁我將時間交俾阿蔡洁如太平绅士介紹翻嗰個文件啦，唔該啊。
多謝主席，同埋非常之多謝南區區議會今日俾我有呢個機會可以嚟第二次作呢個骨灰龛政策嘅諮詢。我記得我嚟呢區嘅，冇幾耐之前咧，我都係喺第一期嘅諮詢咧，我係嚟過，而當日咧亦都係聽到好多寶貴嘅意見，亦都係因為我哋做完諮詢之後咧，我哋係發覺普遍市民咧係大力支持。是希望政府可以尽快透过立法的方式是推出一个私营骨灰龛的发牌制度。所以呢我们在去年应该是在12月13号去年年底的时候呢，我们推出了第二期的咨询。今次呢我们是有一个详尽啲嘅一個骨灰龛制度嘅框架，咁咧我知道較早時候咧，我哋已經俾咗文件大家啦，亦都係方便今日嘅討論咧，我哋亦都係出咗一套幻燈片，係俾咗咁多位區議員嘅，亦都我知道你哋係已經全部電子化噶啦，咁所以咧，我今日唔會耽擱大家嘅時間，希望係真係可以聽多啲大家嘅意見，我只係希望呢係喺個諮詢文件嗰度呢羅列幾個重點啫。第一就係第 1.6 段嗰度呢，希望大家可以留意，就係我哋往後討論呢個基礎呢其實都係基於幾點嘅。我哋既要顧及中國人嘅傳統，即係死咗嘅人我哋已經入咗位，我哋要好尊重佢哋啦，但係同時間我哋都係要好尊重生嘅人嘅。同埋呢一、這個骨灰龛嘅政策呢，我哋係有一個歷史上面嘅包袱喺度，咁所以呢我哋係嘅政策一定要係務實同埋係能夠解決方法嘅。咁亦都喺文件嘅第4.1 段嗰度呢，係亦都係我哋嘅討論基礎，希望大家可以留意嘅呢就係、是、私營骨灰龛嘅定義。我哋喺度 4.1 段講得好清楚，就係、是、任何嘅地方或者處所，如果佢係存放私人嘅骨灰，而但係呢個處所而唔係由政府興建、營運或者係經辦嘅地方呢，我哋都會列佢為作喺個法定嘅定義呢，係作為私營骨灰龛。咁但係亦都 4.1 段嗰度係講明呢，就係、是、喺一般嘅情況下，如果喺屋企存放幾份自己先人嘅骨灰呢，呢、這個係唔包括喺呢個定義之內。即係話如果你喺屋企係存放自己先人嘅骨灰嘅話呢，係唔需要受呢個發牌制度所監管嘅。另外就是文件第 4.6 段和 4.7 段呢，就其實是進入我們這個發牌制度的氣慾了，即是 4.5、4.6 和 4.7。 我們是申請牌照呢，我們是設定了一系列的規定，是有一些呢我是想特別是即是講出來的，就是骨灰龛不等同一般我們買個 iPhone 或者買一些電子的商品，骨灰龛是一個很特殊的商品，那我們是也都要尊重中國人的傳統呢，是有入土為安，同埋是有那個永久性的。我記得上一次來這個區議會呢，都有議員是即是提點我，因此我們是將會在法例上面是規定，就是經營骨灰龛的處所呢，那個經營者是需要擁有 擁有嗰個處所嘅使用權，或者係新嘅骨灰龛呢一定要佢擁有。如果係現存嘅骨灰龛呢，我哋係要求佢有一個好長嘅即係使用期，起碼係要有嗰個牌照嘅發牌嘅年期咁長嘅。另外呢，我哋喺 4.5 段嘅 D 呢亦都係比較特別嘅，我哋係要求骨灰龛嘅經營者呢係需要向發牌當局係提交管理計劃，即是你不是只是拿了个牌你就可以经营，在你拿牌之前呢，我们是需要知道你是打算怎样去经营，包括你的春秋二祭的人流啦，你是给不给人烧冥饷啦，你是是不是闲日才可以拜啦，还有你的服务公共交通等等的安排，这个亦都是有别于一般的商品。因为我们既然要规管这个行业呢，我们其中一个目的就是要它有一个合理的水平，还有这个行业呢是可以持续地去发展的。4.7 段嗰度亦都係講咗一啲即係重要嘅發牌條件，而其中呢大家會有興趣嘅呢就係 4.7D， 我哋係規定將來嘅骨灰龛呢係一定要係同佢嘅購買者係訂立呢個合約。因為大家都知道而家好多骨灰龛呢，佢哋都係透過簽香油或者係捐獻就咁俾返一張半張紙咁大嘅單你呢就算㗎喇。但係我哋係要求將來係一定要同客人訂立合約，並且係要包含啲咩呢，喺 4.7D 嘅第五個羅馬數字嗰度呢，大家可以留意到就係亦都要講明，就係如果你他日終止合約嘅時候，呢、這個轉讓骨灰龛位嘅安排，如果我真係移民啦，我舉家移民，連我嘅先人我都拎走嘅話，究竟我係可唔可以攞翻錢呢？我可唔可以退翻俾個龛呢？定係我可唔可以自由買賣呢？我哋都係要求係要好清楚咁喺個合約嗰度寫明嘅。並且呢，我哋喺 E 段呢，即係 4.7 嘅 E 呢，亦都係有別於一般嘅行業，我哋係要求骨灰龛呢係喺呢個訂立合約之外呢，亦都我哋會喺法例嗰度要求係私人個骨灰龛一定要就住佢如果將來結業之後係如何處理骨灰，係要作出呢個安排。例如他如果是被人強制清盤，或者是他自己自動清盤的時候，他的責任是要經過一些什麼程序，我們都希望可以在法例那裡寫清楚。同埋係 4.7H 呢，亦都我想提一提嘅，就係因為好多私營骨灰龛都話俾我哋聽呢，其實經過十年廿年之後呢，其實佢哋都係需要維修嘅。咁所以我哋亦都希望係可以喺法例嗰度強制係要求骨灰龛呢係成立一個係保養基金，呢、這個唔可以同佢哋日常嘅燈油火蠟或者出糧呢係撈亂用嘅啲錢，係一定要係另外一個保養基金。好啦，到第五章呢，就係、是、一啲比較富爭議性嘅議題，咁我哋好希望係即係區議會亦都可以俾啲意見我哋嘅。就係、是、如果將來呢個新嘅法例呢，固然我哋係一定會係適用於新嘅骨灰龛，即係而家都未存在嘅，未入紙申請嘅。但係面對而家有咁多已經存在嘅骨灰龛，我哋應該點呢？咁我哋嘅而家政府嘅思路呢，希望拋出嚟俾市民去討論嘅呢，就係、是、我哋會有若干嘅豁免嘅政策嘅。第一，喺 5.2 段呢，我哋係希望可以豁免華人永遠墳場核下佢哋嘅私營骨灰龛。因為這個已經是有華人永遠墳場的條例是監管，還有華永的龛位的價錢呢也都是受食環署監管的，所以呢我們是建議豁免它。而第二點呢，我們是 5.34 段呢，我們是建議豁免所有也都是受法例監管的私營墳場，這些是包括天主教、基督教、佛教嘅墳場入面佢哋係有骨灰龛嘅，亦都係因為同樣佢哋嘅私營骨灰龛嘅價格亦都係受食環署長監管，同埋亦都係有既定嘅條例呢去即係監管佢哋嘅日常運作嘅。喺 5.5 段呢，我哋亦都個政策方向呢係希望拋出嚟俾大家討論，就係殮葬商同埋係殯儀館。因為我哋覺得 呢一类嘅行业咧，佢而家已经系要处理死者嘅尸体，亦都要帮佢哋嘅家属安排死者嘅火化啦，同埋系做殡仪嘅服务，亦都要帮佢哋去食环嗰度抽签啊、堪位啊，或者帮佢哋安排上位。咁而家咧系一共系即系大概有萬几袋嘅骨灰系暂时存放喺呢一啲嘅殓葬商或者殡仪馆入边。我哋相信，如果他日我哋公营嘅骨灰龛嘅供应系到位嘅话咧，未来几年我哋系将会有十几万个龛位系推出嘅。咁所以咧，我哋亦都个政策方向系建议我哋系豁免殓葬商。因为他们的目前的发牌条件呢，特别是在2008年12月即是文件 5.5 段那里讲了，这一些的殓葬商呢，他们现在的发牌条件是可以存放骨灰的，是可以暂时存放骨灰，所以我们是希望是可以是豁免他们。好了，刚才讲了可以豁免的三种嘅私營骨灰龛，咁剩翻嗰啲係點咧？剩翻嗰啲咧，其實我哋就會建議佢哋係全部咧係盡快去進行規劃處同埋地政處或者係屋宇處嘅一個規範化嘅計劃 regularization。你哋最好咧就係自己去，如果你係未去城規會嘅，快啲去；未補地價嘅，你要即補；如果你係有僭建嘅，咁你要係盡快拆咗佢，因為只要你係獲得呢個規範化嘅地位。的话呢，咁你将来发牌获得发牌嘅机会呢係高好多嘅。而至于第六章嗰度呢，我哋就係讲到因为从事规范化呢，我哋係需要一定嘅时间嘅。城规会亦都未必係一击即中，好多时佢哋係需要超过年几接近两年嘅时间去做呢个程序。我哋发觉期间呢，我哋係如果係控告佢以无牌经营呢，係似乎係唔係好公道。咁因此呢，我哋係建议俾呢一啲已经係申请緊规范化嘅私营骨灰龛呢，係给予一个暂时的免责，即是我们不会控告他即是予以是无牌经营的。主席，我们的主要的介绍呢是这么多，希望可以听到大家就住个发牌的规定、发牌条件或者是一些豁免的方向呢，可以听到大家的意见。如果有任何问题呢，我和规划地政署的同埋食环署的团队是很愿意回答的。多谢主席。
好，谢谢徐杰宇太平绅士很清晰的介绍啊。咁我哋都两位议员有冇啲清晰的意见提出嚟？司马文议员。
Chairman, I'm sure you expect Fok Phulam to speak first when it comes to the debt. We have most of the debt in the southern district. So if I can ask the FEHD to highlight whether there is any private columbariums where you have had concerns here in the southern district, whether you've had any problems in the southern district. I'm not aware that you have, so hence I'm asking. On the issue of the maintenance fund, is there going to be a requirement for topping up if it's badly invested and there's not enough money left in the company? Are the directors responsible for making sure that the funds is always topped up? Currently it only shows the initial contribution and contribution on a sale, but it doesn't say that they have to maintain a certain amount of money guaranteed to make sure that they can maintain. The money's badly invested, it's gone, and then the public has to take care. My biggest thing with this, the rules is really that you will now, from now on, ask for the views from residents and district bodies when columbariums are being planned for districts. So I think that is a really good progress. However, you're exempting the existing private cemeteries, the Christian Chinese Cemetery and Chuyun Cemetery, on the basis that they have already regulations. However, the Christian Chinese Cemetery right now is building a massive columbarium in Fok Phulam. They are not restricted by lease conditions and not restricted by zoning conditions. In fact, they could build 30 meters of columbarium on the entire cemetery site without anybody's concern or approval other than the FEHD approval. But the FEHD approval under the current regulations for private cemeteries does not require the FEHD to come to the district board or go and ask public opinion about whether they should approve or not approve an application from the Christian Chinese Cemetery. So that's a problem in Phok Phu Lam, because a lot of land in Phok Phu Lam is currently cemetery, and if all of that becomes columbarium, including this big site which is already in the current development, 50 meters tall columbarium on Victoria Road, it would not fall under any of the existing regulations and nor under the newly proposed regulations. So I hope that you could reconsider the automatic exemption and make sure that you use this regulation, that you come to that if there's any application for new building works on cemetery sites, that you will come to the district boards and to the community before the FESD would approve, in line with the new regulations. And finally, Chairman, there is a list provided of private cemeteries, and maybe that the FEHD and the planning department can at least, for those located in the southern districts, let us know which ones have lease conditions, what the lease conditions are, and what the zoning restrictions are for those particular sites, so whether we can be afraid of even more problems of developments of columbarium without anybody being told or asked about it. Thank you.
Thank you. 其實我都呼應司馬文議員所說的，現在豁免的，譬如天主教墳場、基督教墳場或者華永那些，是沒有法牌制度的限制，他是豁免的。這個正正帶出他隨意可以在他的範圍裏面建他的骨灰庵 用地的，同埋就係我哋都好關心一樣嘢，就係會唔會有呢個限制佢嘅高度呢？譬如佢係咪三四層嘅高度，就唔會俾佢再向上嚟到調升呢？咁我哋去睇返呢，喺呢個薄扶林嗰邊呢，即係嗰個基督教 華人永遠墳場嗰度咧，佢係起咗個骨灰庵，咁咧就起得好靚嘅，即係就從外表嚟睇咧，我哋真係就咁咧察覺唔到原來佢裏邊咧係擺骨灰庵，咁但係佢就唔係起得好高嘅，咁但係如果你俾佢一個豁免，而佢有咁嘅需要嘅時候咧，會唔會喺其他嘅地方即係我無限制地 向高空發展呢，而家都屋宇都向高空發展啦，佢哋會唔會向高空發展呢？咁而其他嘅即係會影響到我哋嗰個居民所謂之觀景呢？咁呢個係我哋即係值得擔心。第二樣嘅問題呢，就係而家現時呢有好多係不合法嘅骨灰庵場，咁呢一啲 你限制係唔係佢入紙申請你就會批呢？ 即係而家佢就未攞牌嘅，咁係唔係佢而家入紙去申請你核准佢就批咗呢個牆，即係佢有牌呢？咁而呢啲牆呢係唔係真真正正係合乎你哋嘅要求？即係 根據嗰個條款，即係而家你俾我哋議員睇咁多樣嘢係合乎，然後先批佢呢？咁還是係要係取代佢呢？即係唔俾牌佢，佢就要搬走。如果要搬走嘅時候，嗰啲骨灰又如何處置呢？係一個好大嘅問題嚟嘅。我希望處方呢係能夠呢係去解答呢一個問題。唔該。
好，就暫時唔見有其他議員提問呢，咁就陳富明副主席。唔該主席，我或者簡單啲想問一問呢，就即係話講嗰個免責期啊，咁嗰個免責期呢，有冇一個時段啊？呢個免責期會係幾耐呢？ 另外呢，我就想知下呢，就即係話講到呢，如果係話自己屋企人呢，就即係嘅先人呢，咁你幾代呢？喺嗰個屋企呢，就又另外又豁免嘅，即係唔喺呢個發牌條例裏面嘅。我想知道食環署呢，有邊一個條例呢，就可以防止到 出現一啲嘅私房嘅小型嘅骨灰龛出現咧，咁即係呢個我想理解一下。
私房骨灰龛，好，陳李富英議員，
唔該啊，主席。其實咧，我覺得骨灰龛咧係應該要發牌嘅，政府係應該要監管嘅，因為如果你唔監管咧，譬如因為個時間好長噶嘛，或者人哋百年歸老嘅時候咧，係冇後人嘅喎。咁啊，要維修啦嚇。如果佢啲骨灰龛要維修，如果你一早唔你批咗佢之後，你唔扣起佢有啲地方嗰筆錢咧，係嚟做維修嘅咧，咁將來舊咗啊或者點啊，咁嗰點算咧？不過間屋咪好舊，好肉酸咯。咁呢啲即係嗰個問題係好多嘅嚇。咁即係話一定要當你批佢嘅時候咧，就一定要，譬如佢有幾多地方，佢可以賣咗幾多，留翻一部分咧，一定要呢個係政府揸住，或者有個團體嚟到去監管佢先得嘅。如果唔係啊，或者佢將來佢你唔扣起嗰啲錢，或者佢將來有啲佢揸咗啲錢去破咗產，或者佢某投資咗去第二度，咁好啦，咁而家呢啲先人點啊？係咪抌曬佢啊？劈曬啊？劈曬大海啊？咁所以呢個問題咧，我覺得政府係應該要可以去監管嘅嚇，咁如果私人嗰啲咧，幾個啊或者擺喺自己屋企啊咁啊多，但如果佢私人係太多嘅時候咧，咁有啲人啊唔中意咁啊，又陰氣重得滯嚇，咁所以呢一個問題咧，如果即係要好，有啲會走法律罅嘅喎。如果你話啊，佢有啲地方就可以呢、這個又起啲，嗰、那個起啲，一路一路咁起，咁嗰個情形咧都係好嚴重咯。咁所以我覺得咧係為咗。而家搞到咧就真係風大雨大咁滯，因為你而家咧有啲人生人就唔安樂，哎呀死啦！我唔知去邊度買位咧，去邊度攞咧，或者點咧，咁就好憂心。好啦，嗰啲死咗個咧坐喺度話就嚟，我唔知係咪俾人劈曬咧，有冇嚟執我咧咁，或者講句迷信啲嘅。咁所以我話喺呢個情形之下咧，政府要喺呢方面咧係着手緊處緊啲嚇嚇，喺呢個情形咧。你發牌嘅時候一定要扣起佢部分嘅錢，如果唔係佢將來或者係爛啊、重建啊、維修啊呢啲都賣曬咯，冇啦嚇，佢賺完一筆就走咗去啦，又另外呢啲又去再發啦，咁冚唪唥都係賺錢嘅，咁我即係希望，因為呢個係太大啦，唔係話我哋呢度可以去講到，不過就好多謝，因為政府咧而家已經關注啦，有關部門，咁呢個係非常之好嘅，我覺得係好重要，希望你哋能夠為啲居民啦嚇，為而家香港呢個環境，實際上係有需要嘅。唔該。
好，邱立成議員。
係，唔該主席。咁其實呢份文件裏面咧，意見咧就好多，不過三分鐘我相信係講唔曬嘅。不過我都睇一點咧，即係希望處方都關注一下咧，因為私營嗰骨灰龛場咧，如果佢坐落喺民居啊，即係喺住宅嘅單位附近咧，確實係好滋擾附近嘅居民。咁其實咧，如果呢啲咁嘅私營骨灰龛場，如果申請牌照咧，我都希望咧，就譬如話處方可唔可以考慮加入一樣嘢？因為始終宗教嘅歷史或者係呢個信仰係可以改變嘅，因為依家有好多譬如天主教啊，或基督教嘅墳場又好，骨灰龛場又好，佢哋都係唔准燒冥強，改用鮮花。其實如果你係喺民居喺住宅附近嘅呢啲咁嘅私營骨灰龛場咧，就可以禁止去燃燒冥強。我相信呢樣咧就即係都會俾附近嘅居民都可以接受到嘅。咁其次咧，仲有一點咧，就係話結束嗰陣時候，其實佢哋嗰啲死者嘅骨灰嘅先人嗰啲後人買咗個骨灰龛位啦，咁可以訂立一個合約。嗰合約咧，其實咧就應該附帶，好似係買樓有個叫業權嗰個合約。當呢個骨灰龛場咧，如果有乜嘢定係有咩結業啊，或者乜嘢咧，都係按嗰、那個份數業權嘅份數去分翻攤，咁變咗係對嗰、那個即係購買者咧有一種保障咯。唔該，主席。
嗯，好。咁就如果冇其他嘅提問咧，咁我哋就請蔡業餘係榮新市回應啦。
好啊，好啊，非常之多谢以上咁多位议员俾我哋嘅意见啦，或者我尽量即系逐一回答啦。就住司马文议员问我哋南区有冇一啲私营骨灰龛系我哋即系觉得是關注的，其實呢就我想大家都知道南區是有一些私營的墳場啦，包括有赤柱墳場啦，有華永的墳場啦，香港仔等等啦，基督教是有的，咁呢一啲呢就我哋覺得而家係營運得好好，即係亦都係有佢嘅多年嘅營運骨灰龛嘅經驗。至於話有冇一啲私營的骨灰龛是在南區呢，我們相信是有的，而亦都是發展局呢在去年開始出了的，我們叫做表一表二呢，其中在表二裡面呢，表一你們有很多啦，即是剛才我說的那些墳場都已經是表一的了，表二呢以我們所知呢是起碼有一間叫做啟明寺，現在是在表二的，那表二的含義是什麼呢，即是說它一是就有城規的事未做得足，一是呢就有地政的事是未做得足，而據我們所知呢啟明寺的有關主事人呢亦都是同規劃署同埋即係就住佢係咪要再向城規會申請呢亦都係做緊一啲功夫㗎啦，咁所以呢南區嚟講呢喺私營嘅骨灰龛方面呢似乎個問題呢就我睇唔到係太大。至於司馬文議員話嗰、營運嗰、那個保養基金是牽不牽涉將來政府去政府或者是嗰、那個主辦人去 top up即係嗰啲錢，即係去加碼嘅話咧，咁現階段咧，我哋係未有一個定案，咁我哋亦都係正正喺呢度咧，我哋係想聽大家嘅意見，但係我會即係有以下嘅分析咧，就係、是、第一，而家係好多嘅私營骨灰龛咧，喺佢哋買位嘅時候咧，都係會一筆過係收咗9000蚊或者係5000蚊一筆過嘅管理基金，亦都係如果一啲營運得好嘅私營骨灰龛咧，亦都係會將佢哋撥入一個叫做保養基金，作為一個不動嘅基金嘅。如果咁咧，係營運咗咁多年啦，一路到而家，我哋都未有規管呢個市場，似乎都個問題係不大。如果我哋話他日我哋喺賣位嘅時候，文件已經話係唔係應該都收？大概是 15%， 嗱呢個唔係一個政府營運嘅保養基金，而係嗰個營運者自己經營嘅，即係佢要 park 喺銀行有即係另外一本數保嘅一個基金。如果我哋而家呢一刻已經話啊、哎，你隨時個經營者要準備去加碼嘅話咧，其實係羊毛出在羊身上，咁可能咧會喺個轉接喺立法嘅發牌嘅初期咧，亦都係會令到呢、這個行業是未必容易適應，而並且呢是亦都會令到嗰個購買者咧，可能係會個龛位嘅價格咧，係會更加上升都唔定。而至於話到基督教墳場啊，或者天主教墳場，如果佢哋有擴建嘅話，個高度限制係咪你哋而家冇網管呢？其實呢就我會咁樣睇，的確而家喺食環署呢，任何呢啲私營墳場如果佢要擴建嘅話呢，佢係要需要向屋宇署去入職嘅。咁係佢哋嘅擴建計劃呢，一定要係獲得屋宇署或者其他嘅有關部門嘅允許呢，食環署先至係會批。咁而的確而家喺個條例上面呢，就冇好即係冇特別就住高度嘅限制呢一方面去睇，但係今日聽咗區議會嘅意見呢，食環署嘅同事呢亦都係他日會喺批有關嘅現有嘅私營墳場擴建嘅計劃嘅時候呢，亦都會加以留意，即係呢個唔係一個結構性安全嘅問題啦，而係我哋要留意就係對周遭嘅居民或者個視覺上面嘅效果係會唔會係能夠做得好啲，或者係有冇需要撳一撳佢嘅高度呢？呢、這個我哋作為食環署作為個監管單位呢，我哋係會睇嘅。咁但係大家都知道，因為我哋面對嘅兩難嘅局面喺過去咁多年呢，其實一路嘅龛位都係唔夠，包括呢啲宗教性嘅墳場呢都係唔夠，咁其實佢哋係 即係都係好俾心機，希望喺現有嘅墳場嗰度咧係可以再去加建，係亦都係希望可以愛嚟舒緩嘅。咁另外啊，謝巧玲女士亦都係提到話，係咪而家逢日子都可以申請咧？咁其實逢日子都一定批咧？答案係唔係？是一定不是，因为呢将来的新的骨灰龛或者现有的骨灰龛呢，它都一定是要符合我们文件起码讲的 4.5 到 4.7 段，是一定要即做晒同埋要符合到它才可以的，除非是它是我们的豁免获得豁免的那某几类，不是人人都是可以得的。那如果真的不得的话呢，那当然我们要看看它为什么不得，是不是市民很多反对，还是他真的有一些规划上面是我们不可以跟他和某一些用者共同并存的话呢，那可能如果有他不是我们豁免的话呢，那的确我们是最终是希望是可以有机会予以取缔，但是我们希望整套的发牌制度连埋我们有关的豁免的路向呢，我们是希望尽量将这个震撼呢是減到最低，咁我絕對唔想好似有阿謝議員提到嘅，希望即係所有骨灰都即係走曬出街，呢個我係絕對唔想嘅。至於阿陳富明議員提到話嗰個免責期究竟係幾耐呢？我哋喺文件嗰度咧，其實都寫咗，就係呢個咧係會由發牌當局係按每一個個案去定嘅。第一次即係我哋就要睇下可能佢係咪已經入咗紙申請啦，如果佢係要再申請延期嘅話呢，我哋就要睇下佢係咪你係咪真係喺呢個期間有向規劃署係再提交個圖則呢，你有冇做過任何嘅交通嘅改善措施呢，我哋唔會係一刀切咁樣落去嘅，一定會係發牌當局呢係每一個個案都咁樣睇。而至於話會唔會有私房嘅私營骨灰龛嘅情況出現呢？嗱，咁我就會咁講，大家會留意到我哋喺 4.1 段呢，我哋係冇話你只可以喺屋企放幾多份親人嘅骨灰，點解我哋唔落一個數字呢？其實我哋第一就想聽大家嘅意見，究竟咩為之，係咪我兩個爸爸媽媽，我老公兩個爸爸媽媽，就四個就夠呢？四個啊，定係五個呢，定係三個呢，乜嘢為之係好嘅話呢，我哋都好難去下一個判斷。咁但係我哋亦都要提防，如果我哋話定喺七個或者九個，就可能會引致到有呢個私房即係劏房骨灰龛嘅呢個問題。咁因為所以但係我哋亦都相信呢，我哋嘅鄰居同埋我哋嘅即係大廈管理呢，其實亦都好雪亮嘅。如果你真係有呢啲嘢嘅話呢，其實亦都可能好快會俾人發現，特別嗰啲唔係你嘅親人，點解咁多閒雜人等成日都會上你嗰度，特別係春秋二祭又上你嗰度呢，因為如果你係自己嘅親人，你係唔需要春秋二祭特別嘅。咁所以我哋知道其實呢個係即係一個，如果真係放自己嘅親人呢，係應該係冇問題嘅。至於李佩英議員提到話會唔會走法律啦，頭先我都講咗啦，我哋好多謝李議員支持我哋呢個發牌制度，但係任何法例如果寫咗之後呢，其實都會有人呢係會去轉空子，咁但係我哋係希望喺我哋寫法例嘅時候呢，我哋係盡量係寫得緊一啲嘅。至於會唔會話發牌嘅時候扣起佢一啲錢呢，咁我哋就而家係未有呢一個意向，我哋係希望呢，亦都唔想係政府即係過度去介入呢一個行業，我哋覺得要有一個框架，你係最基本，你係一定要符合城規，同任何喺香港做生意一樣，就算你係經營酒吧等等都一樣，你一定要符合城規，你一定要符合地政消防安全同埋唔可以有僭建，呢一啲係好基本嘅要求。咁但係除此之外，你點樣經營你呢盤嘅骨灰龛生意呢，我哋係即係想俾更加多嘅自由度呢個行業嘅。 至於話歐立成議員提到嘅文化改革，或者的確係對生嘅人呢，如果係骨灰龛喺佢哋附近呢，係會可能有啲唔係好舒服嘅感覺。咁我哋就我會咁樣回應，就係喺文件度我哋都講咗，我哋係在其他法例呢是絕少話要個經營者是向政府當局是提交這個管理計劃的。我們就是正正知道，如果因為沒有，講真沒有人是會你起間骨灰龛在我隔離呢，這個是沒有的。你可能會喜歡一個游泳池和圖書館，但是我想是絕對不會有人主動要求是起個骨灰龛在自己旁邊。但是這些是社會共同需要的設施，如果我們是要有這些設施的話，而又是符合規劃和地政的，我們就要它在個管理上面，你都要信，令到發牌當局是信服，是你對周遭的居民的滋擾是減到最低，最好就是沒有。例如你的交通不會因為你日吸引了人來拜山而令到我完全癱瘓，你不會因為蕭銘強而令到我烏煙瘴氣，這個是非常之緊要的。所以就算我們是豁免某一類的話，我們在個文件上都寫得很清楚，發牌當局就算豁免你，發牌當局都是有權是向你發出一些指引，同埋係一些條件，是強制你去遵守，先至會你係會獲得呢個豁免嘅。例如，如果係一些殮葬商或者殯儀館嘅話咧，我哋落嘅條款咧，可能就係你唔准喺街放張摺台，放個碌友喺度咁樣去拜祭，是不得，你亦都不可以在街是燃點香燭或者是燒冥香。咁呢一啲呢都會係發牌當局啦，將來係就住點樣平衡生嘅人附近嘅居民同埋死者，即係已經尊重呢、這個中國人嘅傳統呢，我哋係盡量係希望取得一個平衡嘅。多謝主席。
秘書長，我想問一下咧，即係你頭先講嗰啲私營嗰啲墳場嗰啲擴建咧，係咪即係佢淨係同屋宇署去入職申請，跟住俾食環署去批准就得㗎？即係係唔需要再問翻其他政府部門，就係話運輸署啊、地政署啊嘅意見咧？即係佢對環境嘅影響啊、交通嘅影響係唔需要去諮詢啲意見咧？你知屋宇署即係睇下嗰個安唔安全嘅啫嘛，佢唔會理其他嘅環境同埋交通嘅問題㗎嘛。
多謝主席，我揾朱助理處長回答。
多謝主席，或者我補充翻咧，其實個墳場本身已經有一個特定嘅經營嘅範圍。如果你哋想講即係話擴建，我諗係有兩種咧，一種就係加大墳場嗰個地域嗰個界限。如果係涉及嗰度嘅話咧，佢一定要經地政總署嗰邊去批核。咁可能有啲條款已經要係限制咗佢嗰個起嗰個高度都唔定㗎啦。呢、這個已經係喺嗰個。如果是要加大的墳場範圍，那時候其實都有相關的條件是會控制了那個建築物那個。而食環署本身就是說它在個墳場範圍裡面，如果它有任何的建築的改職啊或者申請呢，它都要同食環署批。那食環署呢就一定要它是確保那個建築那個物那個建築物呢是符合屋宇署那個屋宇安全那個條例。那這個就是現在一般那個情況。
咁呢個係有個流動喎，即係好，我哋聽埋阿司馬文議員嘅睇法。
Chairman, to follow up and take the new column barrier on Concert Rise Victoria Road. The planning department approved it because there was nothing to approve. There were no restrictions under the lease under the outline zoning plan. The lands department let it go because there were no restrictions under the lease. The buildings department only checked safety.So nobody comes back to the community, and the community is surprised to see a construction starting and to find out it's 50 metres, 10 floors of columbariums going up on Victoria Road in front of people's windows. So people are concerned about that. So there's no control in that sense. So what I hope, and I'm glad that we get a positive response from Ms. Choi. Could we maybe get an update from you then on any plans committed or extensions in progress on any of the cemeteries in the southern district. that have come through your department or that you are considering improving. You are actively looking for expansion of the number of niches, and you're working with the cemeteries. So can you let us know what these expansion plans are? Can you let us know what you are planning to do? We know that the new columbarias will be at Mount Davis Road, which is pretty much in Phok Phu Lam, and at Phok Phu Lam Road, which is also in Phok Phu Lam. And that's also where the private cemetery is already building a columbarium. So the three in a distance of about 600 meters from each other. So all in my district. So my residents are a little bit worried, and I'd like to have from you the information that shows what your plans are, what the expansion plans are that are being planned, committed, or in progress. Then it will be extremely helpful. At the same time, if I can ask the planning department to consider putting height restrictions on the cemeteries. Of course, we never needed height restriction on the cemetery. A cemetery goes down, not up, in the past. But now we're going up on the cemetery. So I think we need a height restriction on the cemetery. And if the planning department could consider in the review of the outline zoning plan for the for Phok Phu Lam, which is started in December, to make sure that height restrictions will be placed on the cemeteries so that any future buildings will require a gazetto, and therefore the community can give input on the on them. And finally, because the FEHD is here, I have a few issues with regards to the cemeteries. One, when there is a festival, the roads are completely taken up by mills barriers, and they stand there for a month on end, and pins and everything. Can we have a better system for managing the traffic around the cemeteries that is more friendly for my community, rather than having these police barriers standing for twice a year for an entire month on the streets of Phok Phu Lam? Can you work with Transport Department to come up with a nicer, or Highways Department, a nicer system for it? And the finally, those cemeteries attract the providers of gravestones and flowers, and they occupy the land in addition to the cemeteries in a very untidy manner. And I hope FESD could work with the cemeteries and with the land department to make sure we have a more tidy environment around the cemeteries. Thank you.
Oh, 唔該曬。仲有冇議員有提問啊？如果好，楊密議員。
多謝主席。我諗咧，隨住香港嘅人口咧越嚟越多咧，個骨灰嘅問題咧係肯定係一個好大嘅問題。所以我就想問你，政府長遠嚟講咧，有冇乜個一個政策一個策略咧嚟解決呢個問題？呢係第一個問題。第二個問題咧，可能就唔重要啦。但我睇到咧，我處理骨灰咧，點解係個食品科負責咧？睇下點樣少少唔舒服，我就唔知政府嘅分工咧。
點樣唔舒服？點樣唔舒服？
食物科負責骨灰咁樣，當然我唔知點分工，但係睇下好似好唔舒服咁啊！好多謝。
好好有趣嘅問題啊！仲有冇？冇我哋啊，截止嗰個提問㗎啦，好嘛？因為我哋超咗時間好耐，大家留意一下呢張表嘅時間表嚇。好。咁啊，秘書長。
主席，我建議朱助理處長咧，就首先回應司馬文議員嘅問題，然之後我再答楊議員嘅問題。
好，朱助理處長。
多謝主席。關於司馬文嗰、那個意見咧，其實就話喺呢個春秋二祭咧，嗰、那個人流管制或者嗰個交通嘅管制咧，就係、是由呢、這個警方嗰邊負責嘅。咁我哋食環署咧就係同佢配合嘅。咁變咗，所以你正話提到話一啲mill barrier 嗰、那個安排嘅話，我哋或者會同警方轉達翻嗰個意見，睇下可唔可以盡量做得好啲。另外話，關於一啲石廠咧，本身喺翻一啲公眾嘅地方度做緊啲石廠生意咧，咁其實嗰個就係地政管轄嗰個範圍嚟嘅。咁至於佢哋帶嚟嘅環境衞生嘅問題，我哋會留意嘅啦。如果係有需要嘅話，我哋係可以出一啲所謂嘅 citizen nuisance notice 俾翻呢啲嘅石廠，係要佢負責保持翻嗰個環境嗰、那個公眾衞生嘅。多謝主席。
嗯，好。
等我再補充咧，司馬文議員頭先問到我哋話，希望我哋提交一啲資料，就係話現有嘅私營墳場有冇一啲擴建或者係增高嘅計劃咧？我哋希望可以會後咧向秘書處提供嘅有關資料。至於楊議員提到嘅長遠咧，呢、這個的確咧係一個好頭痛嘅問題，因為每年咧都有即係4-5萬宗嘅火葬。頭先馮偉光議員 去嘅時候咧，上一次我嚟到港島嘅，佢係我大學同學，佢都話：你仲嚟？我都叫你海葬啦，你仲翻嚟？冇錯，係南區區議會係有議員同事咧，
佢經常講錯説話㗎。
哦，
不過我會勇於道歉，但今次唔
係。哦，原來你仲喺度嘅，好彩。
我未記得。
係啦，即係你仲翻嚟咁呢個的確係我哋係慢慢做緊呢個移風易俗嘅呢個即係嘅功夫。我哋亦都希望我哋新一代呢啲開明啲嘅父母咧，就可以交代我哋啲細路咧，阿媽第日即係兩腳一伸咧，你就將我點啦咁。咁就希望咧可以一代一代咁咧，我哋係慢慢係可以鼓勵更加多嘅海葬，同埋係喺紀念花園嗰度葬，而係唔需要再用龕位。但係呢一個好多區議會話俾我哋聽，你唔好去政府帶頭倡導教人不孝，咁我哋亦都要即係好尊重呢一個傳統嘅。至於話食物科點解咧，就係因為我哋其實咧骨灰本身咧就冇呢、這個。冇呢個衛生嘅問題，佢唔同屍體，但係因為食環署係管開墳場，咁咧又做開火化，咁就所以我哋一條龍服務就做埋私營骨灰龛啦。多謝。
好，咁啊都多謝秘書長嚇。咁啊就諗區議會都係支持即係呢個私營骨灰龛發牌嘅制度嘅。咁當然好多議員都提咗一啲嘅意見啦，特別係即係私營墳場擴建嗰個問題啦，即係希望即係秘書長翻去睇睇，即係嗰個係咪真係有個漏洞喺度啦。咁同有其他議員都有好多意見嘅，希望你備悉佢哋嘅意見。咁我諗即係你哋個諮詢好似去到3月30號㗎嘛，咁啊好啊，咁啊喂議員如果仲有其他意見都可以寫信或者 email 俾你哋嘅，好嘛？多謝曬。